KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Lots of high school volleyball around the area over the weekend. On Saturday, the Atlantic Invitational held. Atlantic defeating Winterset 2-1. Trainer downed Atlantic, Underwood, and Winterset all by 2-game sweeps. Trainer also beat St. Albert 2-0. St. Albert won 4 matches on Saturday, beating Underwood and Glenwood each 2-1. And St. Albert beat Winterset and Atlantic in 2-game sweeps. Also, Glenwood won 3 matches on Saturday, defeating Atlantic, Trainer, and Winterset all by 2-0 scores. Underwood defeated Atlantic 2-1, and Underwood beat Winterset 2-1 as well. In the Griswold tournament on Saturday, Griswold downed Clarinda, Guthrie Center, and Riverside all in 2-game sweeps. IKM Manning defeated Audubon 3-1. IKM Manning also beat AHSTW and Griswold by 2-game sweeps. Red Oak won 4 straight, defeating AHSTW, Audubon, IKM Manning, and Guthrie Center all in 2-game sweeps. Guthrie Center defeated Clarinda and Riverside both by 2-0 scores. Audubon downed AHSTW in 2 straight. The championship match in the Griswold tournament saw Red Oak defeat IKM Manning in 2 straight games. Also at the Shenandoah tourney on Saturday, Shenandoah picked up wins over Lennox and Stanton by 2-0 scores. Creston beat Bedford and Stanton both 2-0. Fremont Mills downed Bedford and Lennox each 2-0. Fremont Mills also defeating Bedford a second time 2-1. It was Stanton over Southwest Valley 2-1. Bedford beat Southwest Valley 2-1. Bedford over Lennox 2-0. Bedford defeating Essex 2-1. Stanton also swept a pair from both Essex and Lennox in that meet over the weekend. In NFL action on Sunday, Terrence Knighton batted away Alex Smith's 4th-and-goal pass to Dwayne Bowe with 15 seconds left to preserve the Denver Broncos' 24-17 win over the scrappy Kansas City Chiefs. The Broncos thought they'd sealed the win twice earlier on that drive. Aqib Talib's pick six was negated by Quantarius Smith's hold, and then Nate Irving's fumble recovery following DeMarcus Ware's sack and strip was ruled an incomplete pass after a replay. The Chiefs converted 11 of 16 third down opportunities overall. They just couldn't capitalize in the biggest moments as the Broncos defense mustered 2 goal line stands for the second straight week. Peyton Manning went 21 of 26 for 242 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win for the Broncos. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, it was Arizona beating the New York Giants 25-14. Cincinnati downed Atlanta 24-10. Dallas over Tennessee 26-10. Carolina beat Detroit 24-7. Washington beat Jacksonville 41-10. Buffalo beat Miami 29-10. New England topping Minnesota 30-7. It was Cleveland over New Orleans 26-24. San Diego beat Seattle 30-21. St. Louis down Tampa Bay 19-17. Houston over Oakland 30-14. Green Bay edging the New York Jets 31-24. Chicago beat San Francisco 28-20. Well, South Carolina's made the biggest climb in the latest Associated Press college football poll. The Gamecocks jumped 10 spots to 14th following Saturday's win over previous number 6 Georgia. That gives the SEC an unprecedented 7 teams in the top 15, although none of them are ranked in the top 2. Florida State and Oregon still own the top 2 spots in the poll. Alabama's 3rd, followed by Oklahoma, Auburn, Texas A&M, Baylor, LSU, Notre Dame, and Mississippi. Georgia and Southern California dropped out of the top 10. The Bulldogs are 13th, while the Trojans are ranked 17th in this week's poll. In baseball yesterday, rookie Marco Gonzalez struck out 9. Johnny Peralta homered, and the National League Central leading St. Louis Cardinals beat the Colorado Rockies 4-1 Sunday for their 3rd straight win. The Cardinals held on to their 3.5-game division lead over Pittsburgh. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh beating Chicago 7-3, Washington over New York 3-0, Miami beat Philadelphia 5-4, Milwaukee over Cincinnati 9-2, the Dodgers beat San Francisco 4-2, and Arizona outscored San Diego 8-6. In the American League, Daniel Nava hit a grand slam. Xander Bogaerts added a 3-run shot to the Boston Red Sox, rallied past the skidding Kansas City Royals 8-4 on Sunday. KC blew a 4-run lead and dropped 3 of 4 to the last-place Red Sox. The Royals fell a game and a half back of Detroit, which beat Cleveland in the AL Central. Kansas City is in the thick of the wild card race. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Detroit topped Cleveland 6-4. Tampa Bay beat Toronto in 10 innings 6-5. Minnesota over Chicago 6-4. Houston beat LA 6-1. Oakland over Seattle 4-0. Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 3-2. In interleague play, the Texas Rangers a 10-3 winner over the Atlanta Braves. Brad Keselowski's won the opening race in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship, a victory that automatically advances him into the second round. As Kyle Larson and Kevin Harvick staged a hold-your-breath side-by-side race for the lead following a restart with 19 laps remaining, Keselowski charged through the middle to grab control of the race. He easily pulled away from the field while Harvick and Larson had their hands full trying to hold off Jeff Gordon, who finished in second place. Larson was third, followed by Joey Logano and then Harvick. The chase this year will eliminate four drivers after every third race, and a win guarantees a driver an automatic berth into the next round. Keselowski already was the top seed in the chase after he picked up his fourth win of the season last week at Richmond. And in golf, Billy Horschel capped off the best 3 weeks of his career by winning the FedEx Cup and a sweet $10 million bonus. He closed with a 2-under par 68 for a three-shot victory over Jim Furyk and Rory McIlroy in the Tour Championship and the biggest Sunday payoff in golf. Horschel's career earnings were $4.5 million coming into the year. He was number 69 when the playoffs began a month ago, and no one had ever won the FedEx Cup starting lower than number 19 in the rankings. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.